I just wanted to add another thought about the Times paywalls, and that's a statement which James Harding from the Times has made, not just recently, but also many months ago when the paywalls were first announced. And that is that when presented with the repeated research that shows that a real minority of people are actually prepared to pay for news, Harding's response has always been, you know, people's behaviours can change and they change with music. Behaviour changes with music, and so we can possibly change it with news. Which is a kind of a reasonable statement to make on the surface of things, but actually betrays one of the weaknesses of the Times approach as it so far appears. Now, obviously, we don't know all the details yet, but people change their behaviour around music because Apple, quite frankly, had the whole system figured out. They didn't just say, we're going to start charging for news. They had a distribution infrastructure in place. They had people with computers, with iTunes installed. They had people with iPods that would plug in. So they also looked industry-wide. Now, putting up a wall is not a strategy for changing people's behaviours. That's not going to necessarily do a great deal to changing the way that people consume news. It might change the way that people consume your particular bit of news, but the news ecosystem, for a start, is much more complex than the music ecosystem. I've written before about why the iTunes model for news isn't going to work, or why we shouldn't be talking about an iTunes model for news. So I'm not going to rehearse and recap those arguments. Music is very different. But the fundamental point is, if you're actually talking about changing people's behaviours, you need to think through that distribution infrastructure. And time again, when we talk about charging for news, that distribution element is overlooked. That is the fundamental problem with paywalls. There is no distribution infrastructure. The distribution infrastructure is in the hands of your readers. And if you lock out your readers, then you undermine the distribution. And distribution is absolutely fundamental to publishing. Any publisher will tell you that distribution is massively, massively important. So it will be very interesting to see how the Times addresses the distribution issue. What's really interesting is that News International have said that they are looking at looking to produce some sort of digital e-reader device, a competitor to the Amazon Kindle, a competitor to Apple's iPad. That sounds like an intelligent move because Amazon and Apple have got those industries sewn up in terms of information about consumers. Neither of them will give publishers any information about consumers, and that makes it really problematic if you're going to sell advertising. Both of them also take enormous cuts of any kind of cover price, more even than a traditional distributor would do, who would be putting your publications into WH Smith or into newsagents or whatever. So it's a bad deal for publishers, basically, if you're going to go with Amazon or Apple. So it makes sense to produce an e-reader yourself. Now, whether you can do that well, and whether you can compete with the likes of Amazon and Apple, who already have fantastic infrastructures in place in terms of people being used to buying from them, in terms of experience with the whole e-commerce process, experience which News International doesn't really have. Now, it might buy that in, but even so, they really are at a disadvantage. They've not got first mover advantage, they've not got second mover advantage as well. So it makes sense, but perhaps it's coming too late.